But today, today, I want to challenge you. That was a direct statement from Tom Cruise to them. But I want to challenge you today. Can you handle the truth? Can you handle the truth? Amen. As I looked up truth, there were several definitions of the truth. But this is one that I really liked, that was really close to and very apropos for what we were talking about in the truth. And the definition that I got here is truth is defined by that which conforms with fact or reality. It is genuine. It is objective, meaning that is not influenced by personal feelings or opinions in considering and representing fact. It is real. And theologically speaking, it is that which is consistent with the mind, the will, the character of the being of God. Amen. The truth. When Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father except through me. What he meant there was that he was the very revelation of God himself. He said, I am the truth. I am the way, and I am the life. Amen? He said, I am. Amen. Now, he was telling them pretty much, and I don't want to get ahead of myself, but he was pretty much telling them that he was the truth. He was God. He was a part of God. And Jesus said, when he said that I am the way, the truth, and the life, what he was saying was that look, don't get it confused. Whatever you're being told, look, whatever is out there that's being said, don't take that into consideration. Take the fact that the truth is speaking to you. So when the Bible speaks of truth, it describes that which corresponds with reality, and it describes that which is factual, absolute, and relative. That makes the accuracy of the Bible, the accuracy of the scriptures, it makes it so important. And it is not only affirms absolute truth, but it affirms the authority of God's word. Because remember, Jesus is the living word. Amen. He came down through generations. He came down through. Jesus was the word made into flesh. Amen. And so why is it important that we know the truth? And why is it beneficial to me? Well, you and I need to know that and recognize that the way, the truth, and the life is the very source that holds this universe together. The truth holds this entire creation together. Without the truth, this whole thing would just crumble. Without the truth, that would be complete darkness on the face of the earth. Without the truth, you think things are bad now. You look at the situation with the COVID situation and everything that's going on in the world. Without truth, this whole thing would just totally and completely crumble. Amen? How many of you believe that? Amen. And why is it so important that we know the truth? Because the very opposite of truth is a lie. And a lie has destroyed families. A lie has destroyed individuals. A lie has and can destroy a whole lot of things. And a lie, again, will cause this whole thing to crumble. Amen. We have been given the truth. We have been given the truth through God's word. And we have the opportunity and the right to choose truth over a lie. And the very first lie that was told was in the Garden of Eden. The truth was given. The truth was there. The truth was given to Adam and Eve. Man, let me tell you something. You're going to be challenged the rest of your life to take the truth or accept a lie. And whether or not you choose the truth or the lie is going to determine pretty much your fate. Amen. It's going to determine your fate. But Adam and Eve had truth. They had the truth. And the truth was challenged by that old slewfoot devil. It was challenged. They knew what the truth was. But he comes around and says, that tree right there in the garden, did God say y'all couldn't eat from that tree? Eve said, yeah. He told us we could eat from all the trees in the garden here. And you know God. I don't know what fruits were there, but I can just about tell you that the fruit that God told them that they could eat from had to be some of the best. Had to be the absolute best. And God said, look, I'm giving you the best. All of these trees, all these fruits, you can have it. Take your fill. Eat all of it you want. But this one right here, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, don't touch it. Don't touch it. If you touch it, you're going to die. That's the truth. But can you handle the truth? Eve could not handle the truth. She had the truth. It was given to her, the truth. But she allowed a lie to challenge the truth, and she fell into it. Not only did Eve do it, but she went and the devil told her, look, you won't really die. How many times have you heard the truth and somebody comes around and says, look, that ain't really like that. You know the truth. The truth's been told, but it's challenged. It's challenged. How many times have you seen that? Well, you have a right and you have an obligation to choose the truth. And not only did she know, Adam knew. And she got some of the fruit, ate it, gave Adam some. Adam, okay. The truth. God gave the truth. He was the truth. But they were challenged, and they chose a lie over the truth. It is important that we as Christians know the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. It's important for us. Amen. But unfortunately, again, you're going to have people that are challenged. How many of you heard this? Well, the truth is what you perceive to be the truth. Whatever it is for you is your truth. A lie, because you don't have any truth to give unless you get it from the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. So there's another lie that you're going to be challenged with. Everybody's going to be challenged with your truth. Your truth. Listen, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. So if you don't get it, the truth from him, you're following a lie. Now, I was trying to imitate. I know this is the World Wide Web. I don't want Oprah to get this and then come for me. But I don't know. I've heard her say many times, whatever is your truth is your truth. That's a lie. Don't listen to that. Your truth only comes from God. Amen. Amen. And when Jesus told Thomas that I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me, he wasn't saying that I am one of the truths. He said, I am the truth, the way, the truth, and the life. Not one of the ways, not one of the truths, not one of the lies, but I am the way, the truth, and the life. Can you handle the truth? Can you handle the truth? Amen. Amen. John chapter 8, verse 32. It's out there on our sign. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. How many of you want to be free? Amen. Amen. You will know the truth. He said you will know the truth, and you will hear the truth, and the truth comes from the word, and it'll set you free. The problem is when you start listening to those other so-called truths. That's when the problem comes in. Amen. This ministry, this church, and I hope, I know that Larson and them don't mind me saying this, all the leaders here, is, and I'm trying to find the right way to say this. We're not so much interested in bringing in personalities. We're not so much interested in bringing in individuals. We have, but our goal and our purpose is to point the people that attend the house of Judah. It is our point to direct you to the truth. We want whoever come through these doors and stand up here and teach and preach the gospel. We want them to direct you to the truth. And unfortunately, there's so many times when personalities are involved, and there's nothing wrong with having a pastor that is preaching and directs you to Jesus. And it's not me. Oh, I'm really doing good. I'm really preaching this thing. Y'all hear this? I'm preach, brother. I know I'm preaching now. We are interested in somebody saying, look, Jesus, he is the way, the truth, and the life. It ain't about me. It ain't about you. It ain't about a personality that comes up here to say, okay, I'm the man. We want anybody that comes and stands here to direct you to the truth, to Jesus. If Jesus be lifted up, that's what we are interested in. And we're not interested in somebody coming in and elevating themselves. It's going to be Jesus that's magnified in the house of Judah. It's going to be Jesus, the truth and the life, that's going to be directed to the folks that attend the house of Judah. Amen? Amen. Can you handle the truth? You're going to be given the truth. Can you handle the truth? The truth says you are more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ who loves you. The enemy is going to tell you, the lie is going to tell you, you're just going to have to deal with this. But the truth says, oh no, you are more than a conqueror. Can you handle that? The truth says you are above only and not beneath. Can you handle that? Oh, me? I could never accomplish that. Or I could never do that. Or I could never be up here where God really wants me to be. Can you handle the truth? Because he said you are above only. If I read that correctly, it says you are above only. Now, somebody going to challenge that. Can you handle the truth? The truth is you are above only. Amen. The truth says that by the stripes of Jesus, you're healed. Your bodies may tell you something different. But can you stand up and say, regardless of what goes on, now I'm not trying to say and say things don't happen in your body because they do. But the word of God says by his stripes you are healed. And praise God, by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. Ain't none of us going to live here forever. We all got to go. And the only way that we're going to be with Jesus is that we drop this body. And I'm not talking about that. Because I know we all got to go and we all got to leave. But he says that while you're here, live above what your circumstances are. Speak your word. Speak the word of God that by the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed. Amen. The truth says that just as Christ is, so are we in this world. What? Did you say that just as Christ is, so are we in this world? Well, let me back up a little bit. Let me go to the first one. The truth says, I'm more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ who loves me. Romans 8:37. That's the living word, the truth. The truth. You are above only and not beneath. Deuteronomy 28:13. That's the word that says you are above only and not beneath. The truth says, by the stripes of Jesus, you're healed. Isaiah 53:5, 1 Peter 2:24, Matthew 8:17. The truth says that God inhabits the praises of his people. Psalms 22:3. You mean when I praise, when I lift my hands, when I glorify God, you mean that God comes in right in my midst and sups with me and he's there with me? You mean that literally God comes into my presence when I praise him? Can you handle the truth? Can you handle the truth? Yes. Yes. He comes right in your midst. Amen. The truth says, hallelujah, the truth says that I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. Hebrews 13:5, the living word says, I will never leave you or forsake you. Oh, but I just feel like God's not hearing. God is not really interested in my issues. God is not really interested in my problems. Can you handle the truth? The truth says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Don't allow your circumstances and your situations to take you away from the truth. The truth says that because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. Amen. That's what the truth says. So don't let the enemy tell you that, man, God ain't thinking about you. God got more things to do than worry about your little situation. God says that he has set his love upon me. He loves me. I'm going to deliver him because he loves me. I'm going to set him on high because he has known my name. He knows who I am. He knows that I am the truth. She knows that I am the way, the truth, and the life. She knows who I am. I'm going to set him and her above on high. Can you handle that? Can you handle the truth? The truth says that he has given you everything that you need, everything that pertains to life and godliness. That's the truth. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So the Word came down from heaven through generations and became living flesh. The truth has always been, but it was translated down through generations through Jesus. And Jesus made it known that I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. Now, I want you to listen. I'm getting ready to share another scripture with you. John 16, 13 through 15. Now, I want you to listen to this really good, because there are people who will challenge you on the truth. Can you handle the truth? Listen, John 16, 13 through 15 says, however, when he, the Spirit, now this is Jesus talking, okay? This is Jesus talking. He says, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. Wait a minute. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. But right here, Jesus is telling the disciples that when the Spirit of truth comes, wait a minute. When the Spirit of truth comes, Jesus is talking about the Holy Spirit. He says, when the Spirit of truth comes, but Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Let me go ahead and finish this. Verse 14, see, he says, he will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. Verse 15 says, all things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. Now, you're going to have people who, and there are people who think that Jesus is not relevant. Who thinks that, well, God is the Father. He's the one that you need to be talking to, not Jesus. But Jesus just told you the Spirit of truth is coming. The Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, listen, you cannot separate them. You cannot separate the Spirit, the Father, and the Son. The truth has always been. The truth was sent for us to be known through Jesus Christ. The lie will tell you that Jesus is not relevant, but no, he is. The Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, Jesus, I'm the truth, way, the truth, and the life. And he says that he will take what's mine and give it to you. And he says, the Father, all things that the Father has are mine. Can you handle the truth? The truth of the matter is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost is the way, the truth, and the life. And that is the only truth that we need to attach ourselves to. Amen. Can you handle the truth? Amen. I can handle the truth. Amen. John 1, 17. Says, for the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus. It came to us through Jesus. Moses gave the laws, all the laws that, you know, the commandments and all of that. It came down through him. But grace and truth, so that we would know our liberation came down, it came through Jesus. Amen. Ephesians 4 and 25. And I'm done. I told y'all that wouldn't be long. It says, therefore, having put away falsehoods, lies, putting away falsehoods and lies, let each one of us speak truth with our neighbor, for we are members one to another. He says, look, put away all the lies. Put away all the falsehoods. And let's speak the truth. Unfortunately, a lot of people cannot handle the truth. When we learn to really trust this, the word of God, and we trust what God says, then we will have accomplished the real truth. And he says, speak truth to our neighbors. Who are our neighbors? 1 John 4:20 says that if you say that you love God and hate your brother, you're a liar. You're a liar. There's no way that you can say you love God and hate your brother. There's no way. So who are my brothers? The folks that I see every day. He says, speak the truth to them. Speak the truth to them. For we are members one to another. So it is important that we speak the truth. Amen. And the truth is Jesus. So this church, we are interested in giving you the truth from the word. We're not interested in giving you personalities. We're not interested in giving you sideshows. But we want people who are going to give you the truth. And one of the things that comes with personalities, one of the things that comes with getting attached to a personality, don't you know that you can get so attached to a person that you really can't hear anything else? That even if that personality, you can get so attached to a personality that if that personality is off, you think, well, what? That's why we want you to know the truth. That's why we're interested in bringing people in that's going to give you the truth, point you to Jesus, because we all have flaws, every single one of us. From the most perfect person that you can think of, they got flaws. But one that we know don't have flaws, and that's the truth. The way, the truth, and the life. He doesn't have any flaws. He doesn't have any issues. Amen? So we are interested in pointing you to the truth. And praise God, that's what we're going to do. Amen. So can you handle the truth? Can you handle the truth? Amen. Come on, stand on your feet. If you are interested in the truth, and if you believe the truth, if you trust the truth, I want you to give him a praise. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.